Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, back and forth rulings over President Trump's tariffs. Earlier this week, the U.S. Court of International Trade struck down many of the tariffs put in place on imports, and then an appeals court weighed in, lifting that block, allowing the tariffs to continue. Strong storms again battering large parts of the country, including Texas.
In Austin, storms dumping piles of hail. Wind gusts up to 77 miles per hour, toppling trees. And in rural eastern Oklahoma, a mother and her three kids were finally rescued after spending more than a week trapped by downed trees after a tornado. The heroes in this story, nearly a dozen inmates, part of a Department of Corrections work crew who stepped up when county workers were overwhelmed.
ABC's Andrew Dimber, there were also tornado sightings outside Atlanta. The White House presenting a peace plan to Hamas that calls for hostage releases and the prisoner exchange and for Israel to withdraw forces from a buffer zone so more aid can move in. This is ABC News. Fierce and growing wildfires prompting states of emergencies in neighboring Canada. Here's ABC's Dave Packer with the details.
In the Canadian province of Saskatchewan, a raging start to wildfire season. More than a dozen communities evacuated. Public Safety Agency President and Fire Commissioner Mario Pritchard.
44 structures have been lost to the wildfires, but we're still assessing other areas.
Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe.
We're declaring a provincial wildfire state of emergency.
This a day after the neighboring province of Manitoba also declared an emergency. 17,000 residents under evacuation orders, Mo blaming a significant lack of moisture this spring. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Smoke from the wildfires drifting south, turning the sky orange in large parts of the Great Plains and the upper Midwest. National Association of Realtors says pending home sales fell more than 6% last month. Redfin says there are more sellers than buyers out there right now. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Phoenix Center has made lunch easy and delicious. Now open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., they serve a full menu with a strong focus on lunch favorites. Think burgers, salads, wraps, sandwiches, and signature appetizers. Sundays are now closed, but weekdays offer a convenient way to break up the day. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner with the family, the Phoenix Center delivers even to go. Call 649-7469 for carryout. And don't miss their famous pizza, a local favorite in Richland Center.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Today, a high of 80 with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm toward evening. Tonight's low 50 degrees, clearing and comfortable. Saturday, mostly sunny and pleasant, a high of 77. And Sunday, partly cloudy and warm, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 80 degrees. East to northeast winds at 4 miles per hour right now. And also, we want to remind you, there's an air quality alert for all of our area through 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, because of the wildfire smoke out of Canada. From the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer right now, it reads 59 degrees.
¿Está luchando con deudas o crédito? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin ofrece educación financiera y asesoramiento para ayudarle a mejorar su crédito, manejar deudas y planificar un presupuesto para comprar una casa. Struggling with debt or credit? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers financial education and counseling to help you improve your credit, manage debt, and budget for home ownership. Take control of your finances and plan for the future with our expert guidance. Call 608-647-4949 today to get started.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Celebrate creativity at the Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Explore works from over 180 artists featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. Enjoy live music, local food vendors, and fun for the whole family, all in one of Wisconsin's most charming small towns. Admission is free, and everyone is welcome. The Spring Green Art Fair, June 28th and 29th. Get the details at springgreenartfair.com. The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. Our morning show today focuses on Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. In the studio with us, Eileen Stevens, who's the president. We're going to have Leif Carlson talk a little bit more about prevention and what is up this month. And June Nee, walk chair, will talk about some very successful things that have happened and a look ahead as well. Eileen, we'll start with you as president. It's already May. Hard to believe, isn't it?
Good morning, Phil. Yes, it is. Already May. I mean, we're knocking on June's door.
Yes, so we it's are. I knock on a door sometimes when she locks me out, too. But anyway, things are going well. You're selling some tickets for the car right now, are you?
Yes, we've got actually a couple raffles going now. We've got the calendar raffle. Of course, that was handed out to team members that came to the event at the kickoff pancake dinner up at the community center. So that raffle, the calendar raffle, runs June. You can buy the tickets now. The drawings are April 8th, good heavens, August 8th through August 31st. The tickets are $10 each, or the raffle, the calendar raffles. Friday, August 8th, we will draw two $1,000 drawings after the luminary ceremony up at the walk. Other tickets are drawn. They're drawn at 9 a.m. down here at WRCO, WRCE. Each day except for Friday, there'll be two $50 drawings. However, Fridays on August 8th, you'll see there's two $1,000 drawings. On the 15th, two $500 drawings. The 22nd, two $250 drawings, and August 29th, two $100 drawings. So with all of those, I believe that totals $5,700 that will be given away during the month of August, which is pretty cool.
That's starting up. I know a lot of people look forward to that. And we don't want to confuse people because the tickets for the car are separate, aren't they?
Correct. We have, of course, the 2025 Chevy Trax tickets are being sold. And again, we thank Joneses for their partnership in this venture that we have going. Be sure to follow the Walk with Grace Facebook page because they will let you know where to watch for the car, what teams are doing events. Most teams, I encourage them to have the tickets with them at their brat stands, at their bake sales, whatever, or stop by the businesses that are displaying the car. And there's a whole list of businesses who have tickets, so around the service area. So again, teams are encouraged to sell them at all their events. We had the car down at the Mushroom Festival earlier this month, and So we had three teams actually selling tickets at that event. So that was pretty nice. And then earlier this month, you probably, if you go through Gotham, you probably saw it at Inspired Innovations a week or so ago. June 8th, we will have it at the Richland County Dairy Breakfast down at the Schmidt Farm in Gotham. And then we had a team asked to take the car down to the Buena Vista Lions Car Cruise, which is also in Gotham that same day, but in the afternoon. So that's convenient. We try to keep the miles down on the car, so having two events in one day right next to each other helps do that. June 13th, we're going to have the car up at the fairgrounds. There's one team that will be selling tickets on that, and then I believe another team sells 50-50 raffle tickets in the stands because they have the pink T-shirt night on Friday night for Grace. June 14th, you'll see the car in the parade, the June Dairy Days parade, the high school rodeo parade. The 21st, I'll be taking it down to Boscobel Farmers Market. They've asked us to bring it down there. And then July 4th, we hope to be in two parades with the car, Lone Rock and Boscobel we're looking at. And with those tickets, calendar raffle and car tickets, we just ask the teams to please turn in those tickets so we know where we're at with the sales. We're not guessing. And plus, many times when it gets into, you know, mid-July, we've got teams and we've got businesses asking for tickets. We don't have any in the office. And what we really want to avoid is the night of the race, teams turning in unsold tickets, because that's lost revenue for our cause. So we want to avoid that. And so far, I know $1,000 in calendar raffle has been turned in already, which they were just handed out this,
recently.
Yeah. And nearly probably over $11,000 in car raffle tickets have been turned in. So we track those tickets so teams don't have to worry about it. They can bring those tickets in. They will get credit for it. We have a three-ring binder that we keep track of it. And you'll get a receipt for that. And Marge monitors, and she gives those teams that turning in the tickets, she credits their team accordingly. You'll get a receipt when you turn it in. And if you wish to turn that in with your packet when you turn that in to at the end of the event, then you can have that receipt in there to show that you already turned those tickets in.
Sounds good, and that's coming up, and people can sell those all summer long, right up until
all summer long.
The drawing will be the night of Walk with Grace, then.
Correct. So we can sell sell tickets that night, but we don't want to have an overabundance of them there. We want most of them sold. Well, great to have all of them sold before that night.
So at 11,000, you're doing well then. You're going to have the car paid for before too long, hopefully,
yeah.
And then
yep.
And then go from there.
Right.
It's all
right.
Gravy after that.
Right.
Good. Well, we'll come back to you, Eileen. I know one other thing I wanted to ask you, though, before we leave is we kind of like to have you give a little blurb about Grace and what it is and its mission, because every time we talk about it, somebody says, well, what is that? You know, so explain it to us a little bit, if you would.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we look at that, Grace has been around for 22 years, and everybody knows, we think, everybody knows what Grace is. But there's always, we support families in the greater Richland area. And what that is we want to remind everybody that the greater part of that includes the townships that surround Richland County but touch Richland County borders. So it's all of Richland County plus every township in the surrounding counties that touch our border. And many people are aware of this, but at every event, when I'm talking to people, there's several that have no idea who we are. They're like, well, I live in Spring Green. I'm in Sauk County. I'm not eligible. Well, yes, you are. Mushroom Festival earlier this month. People down in Muscadet didn't realize that they were eligible to receive the services because they're in, you know, in Grant County, some of them. Some, it's kind of a split town. But again, what Grace does is we provide financial support for individuals in need. They're in cancer treatment, and they may need some gas cards because from here they have to run to Madison or they have to run to La Crosse. Some do have local treatment, but it gets to be a lot of windshield time and a lot of gas that's being used. So we provide gas cards. We also provide, you know, maybe they need stuff from Walmart, groceries. Maybe they need new clothes, the prescriptions paid for, or they have an early morning treatment at Gunderson or Carbone that we are able to possibly pay for a hotel room so they can be right there in the city they're getting treated in and not have to get up at 3 in the morning to be down there so early. The thing I really want to stress is, you know, we do also pay utilities or cell phone bills, is we need that bill. We do not give the families cash or the individual cash, so they need to turn in that unpaid bill, and we will pay that utility or that cell phone bill for them. You know, there's more and more people. Again, there's so many that say that we've been around 22 years. Everybody knows about Grace. Well, some people have known about us for 22 years and know who we are and what we are, what we do. Others just learned about us 22 minutes ago or 2 minutes ago. They have no idea because there's people moving in and out of the area all the time. So we always want to keep sharing, regardless of how many times we've heard it. We need to keep talking because that one person who might overhear that conversation has no idea.
Right. They may be ignoring it, and all of a sudden they have a cancer diagnosis, too. I mean, that happens from time to time, too, right. And then they kind of learn what Grace does and what
right.
it means.
Yep, we hear about that. Well, I've kind of heard about Grace, but mm-hmm. I didn't really know what it is, you know, so until they need the service, and then it does. It catches their attention.
Right. Well, we're off and running with this year, that's for sure. And the other thing Grace is all about is prevention. Leif Carlson joins us. Leif, what type of cancer are you talking about this month?
Hey, good morning, Phil. May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and so I'm going to be talking about skin cancer today.
Pretty timely, isn't it? Now that we're past, it's not officially summer, but it is. People consider it summer.
Especially. June 22nd is our solstice. And so when we get end of May, we have a really long, long, long days of sun right now. And it's really easy to get a skin burn being outside. So you got to be really careful. Mm-hmm. So skin cancer is the most common form of cancer in the U.S. And about in the United States, about 5 million people a year get skin cancer. In one in five people will get skin cancer before age 70. And then the worst one of the skin cancers that most people have heard of is melanoma. So I'll talk a little bit about melanoma.
Okay.
So melanoma is only about 1% of cases, but it's the most deadly of the skin cancers, and it kills over 8,000 people per year in the U.S. And so today I want to talk about how to prevent it, how we can detect it, and what we can do to reduce those numbers and reduce your risk.
The big thing is always sunscreen.
Absolutely.
I'm sure that's on the list there.
Absolutely. Grace, every year we buy sunscreen and we hand it out at every parade that we go to. And we also hand it out for free at the pool. And so, yeah, sunscreen is one of the biggest things for people who want to get outside. If you do want to have your arms bare or your skin showing, you want to make sure that you have sunscreen on all the time in the summer. There's four words that will help you remember what you can do. They're called slip, slop, slap, and wrap. Slip, slop, slap, and wrap. Slip is to slip on a shirt. So the people like to go bare-backed. You have to be really, really careful with that. I remember making hair as a kid in the summertime and trying to see how dark I could get, and I wish I hadn't now because I got a bunch of moles that are looking kind of bad on my back at this point. Slop. You slop on the sunscreen. So just make sure that you put sunscreen on when you have bare skin. The slap is to slap on a hat, and a wide-brimmed hat is the best, especially people who just wear baseball caps. You have to watch out for the back of your neck if you have short hairline. And finally, wrap. Make sure that you wrap on the sunglasses. The sunglasses help to protect your eyes, but they also, we have sensitive skin around our eyes that can get sunburned easily. So those four words, write them down and remember them. Slip, slop, slap, and rap.
Slip, slop. Sounds like a song, maybe.
I know. Yeah, from the 50s.
From the 50s. Yeah, exactly. That does sound like, well, it's a good way to remember it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good stuff. And again, skin cancer is one of those preventable. It's also treatable, like other cancers, if caught early.
Absolutely. Early prevention, early detection is real key. So make sure that you are regularly checking your skin. If you see a mole that's changing, like if you have a mole on your skin and it's starting to look a little abnormal or it's changing, you're going to want to have that checked out. And if you have a partner at home, it's really good to check the partner, especially if they've had, you know, as a kid, people over 50, the skin cancer rates are still rising in the U.S. For people under 50, it's kind of steady or actually going down a little bit because I think because of sunscreen. But for our generation, my generation, I'm 60, the skin cancer rates are going up a little bit still. And so my partner and I, we make sure that we check each other's back and neck, places you can't see, and just look for moles and things that are.
Do you think that's because of the overexposure to the sun when we were younger? Then?
I do. I think the Beach duty? Boys did it.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
You know, every song was about getting tan and being outside and riding your surfboard.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is really, really rough on skin cancer. And then make sure that you get regular checkups, so an annual checkup with a doctor. And just, say to the doc, just remind them, make sure you check for, just look at my arms, look at my back, and look, in my case, look at my scalp.
Yes. You don't have to worry about the, you know, the mullet or anything like that down your neck.
I don't have to worry about that.
Right.
So I got to make sure I wear a hat and get my sunscreen on all the time.
That's good stuff. Good information. Very timely, Leif. We also want to talk about your walk around the world.
Sure.
For Grace. How's that going?
The walk around the world's going great. We got four new people so far in May, and we're not done yet. And people can sign up for the walk around the world at walkwithgrace.com. And we have, last week I sent out about 304 emails to people who have signed on. What happens in the walk around the world, you get a free blue vest that you're encouraged to wear outside. We're trying to make a movement, to get everybody, wearing their vests outside to spread the word that exercise helps prevent cancer. And the amount of exercise is about 2.5 hours per week is what you should be shooting for. And it doesn't have to be in a gym. It doesn't have to be running. It can be walking. But movement, it could be dance, hula hooping, all sorts of things count as movement. And as long as you're getting 2.5 hours per week, your risk of many forms of cancer goes down. And so exercise is great for all sorts of things. It's great for your heart. It's great for overall health. It'll increase your longevity. But in our case, with Grace, we're concerned about reducing the risk of cancer. So we started that program. Everybody adds their miles. We count every 20 minutes of any kind of exercise counts as 1 mile towards our walk. And people enter their own miles into a big spreadsheet. And so far, we're over 16,000 miles as a community that we have collected, and we're walking around the world. The entire world is 25,000 miles. So in June and July, we're a little bit behind. We got to pick up the pace. Mm-hmm. So everybody make sure that you're getting out, moving. It could be inside, outside, doesn't matter. But record your miles, and let's see if we can get all the way around the world this year.
It's easy to blame it on the weather not being so good or inclement or whatever, but when you get into the good summer months, you should be racking up those miles, right?
Yeah, you got to keep it going. And my dad always said there's no such thing as bad weather. There's only bad clothing.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So one other thing that we want to thank Evan Ewing and at Richland County Public Health. He helped us set up... May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And so all the people in the walk around the world have been getting emails from me this month about improved ways that you can improve your own mental health. And so we did that in conjunction, not cancer prevention, but mental health is important too. And it's really cool to know that exercise, and again, that 2.5 hours a week, improves people's mental health. So it's really cool.
Kyle was one of the good helpers at the Race for Grace as well. He had a lot of volunteers and people helping that day, didn't he?
Oh, that was great. I was in charge of the course that day on the race, and I was up at 4 a.m. marking the course, and I had Tori Hill with me, and we get back, and I had 10 other volunteers then showing up to do to give out water or direct people on the course, and boy, they all showed up, and the race went just great. It was neat. There were over 200 people participating that day.
That's awesome. And again, the weather was cool that day, but it wasn't too bad for walkers and runners, was it?
It was good. The wind was pretty treacherous. For the 10K and 5K runners, they went all the way up to the high school. The 10K went all the way to Covered Bridge Road and came back. And on the way there, into the wind was a pretty tough, it was coming straight out of the west. And some of my volunteers were a little cold that day too. Mm-hmm. I asked the volunteers, what would I do different for next year? And one of them said to me, turn up the heat.
So well, that's a good transition. She took second place in her age group.
All right.
June Nee over here on the other side of the room there.
Yeah, good morning, Phil. Second out of two women in my age group.
You know,
but that's okay.
You did it, though. You did a 10K.
And overall last. But yes, you're right. I did it. I ran most of the way and walked a little bit. But it was a beautiful morning, and I loved being part of it. I can't wait for next year.
It was a beautiful morning, and then it was a beautiful evening. I know you enjoyed the quilt gala as well.
Oh, yeah. Last week, weekend was a great way to get Grace kicked off. We started off with Thursday night. We had our kickoff night, and that went really well. And we want to thank everyone who attended the Pancake Supper and all the teams who got registered so far. And I want to just give a big thank you to all my volunteers who helped set up, who helped serve, and then help clean up, and especially to the Kiwanis Club of Richland Center and Steve Kohlstead, all of them for their support of Grace and putting on that pancake supper for us. That was amazing. So we kicked off Grace on Thursday night with that. And if any teams... you know, last minute you decide you want to put together a team, you can still do that. You can still register. We welcome you to do that. Also, if there's just any individuals out there who want to be a part of a team, we will help you. We'll help facilitate that as well. Just go to walkwithgrace.com, and you know, there's some information there. And then also, I believe there's a place where you can write a message and leave a message for someone there at Grace, and we'll take care of that. But yeah, we had a great night on Thursday night. We introduced our four ambassadors that night as well.
Could you go down the names? People in the community may be hearing it for the first time.
Yeah, if you weren't able to be there and you haven't heard yet, our ambassadors are Tony McCarville, Seth Paulson, Amy Linz, and Betsy Wiedenfeld. And we're honored to have these four. I tell you, it was really hard. We had some great nominations, and I've said this over and over because it breaks my heart. They're all worthy. They were amazing nominations, but you know, we could only have four. So we will keep those other nominations for next year. But I just want to thank these four for, you know, being willing to tell their stories, because it's not always easy to tell your cancer story, to share your journey. But you know, if your story can help one person out there, it's worth it. So we want to thank Tony and Seth, Amy and Betsy for being willing to share their stories. So we're excited as the summer goes along and we can, you know, meet our ambassadors at the parades and stuff. So we're excited for that. And then, yes, the Race for Grace on Saturday morning. That was so much fun. The weather was perfect for running, except for, like Leif said, that wind was... It got me trying to get down to Covered Bridge Road. That was tough. But, and so that was a lot of fun. And then the quilt gala on Saturday night. Wow. That was so much fun. I was tired, but the food and the quilts, everybody that made those quilts or worked on them, had any part of it, is so talented. So I spent a little bit of your money, Phil, and got me a really nice quilt and a wall hanging, and so...
That's all right. It went for a good cause.
Yes, a good cause.
It'll keep me snug and warm, too.
Yes. So. Yep. In these days right now, we kind of needed that nice quilt, so...
Yeah, there were days in May, yes.
Yeah.
So that sounds good, and we want to give a hats off and a shout out to NASCAR Fans United, because that was their idea.
Yes, that was, and we're so appreciative that they... that they wanted to do something that big, and they did a wonderful job. That night was spectacular. And so I hope they do it next year again, and I hope we get even more people to attend, because it is really something to see those quilts. So that was fun. Yes, we want to thank the NASCAR Fans United team for that. So,
and what about T-shirts? When will people be getting those?
Yes, Phil, that's a great... So T-shirt deadline is June 10th. That day, you will want to turn in your orders along with your artwork. If you have any specific artwork to go on your shirt, the office hours that day will be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So we'll have registration up there to help you, and just turn in your order that day.
Okay. Anything else? Any other important dates you wanted to mention?
Yeah. You know, we're from now, after our kickoff, we're going to get ready for the walk. We're going to concentrate the next few months. So our next meeting will be June 19th, 6 p.m. at the Grace office above Royal Bank. And we're still always looking for volunteers. If anybody would still like to help out with Grace as we get ready for the walk, please join us for the meetings. And then I just want to put in a little reminder that the Survivor Captain Reception Night will be August 6th at the Phoenix Center. And we're going to have a free will offering pizza dinner that night. We'll also have some speakers from Gunderson and the UW-Carbone. So we always look forward to that. They give us an idea of what they've been working on and what our funds are used for that we donate to the those two foundations for research. And then our walk with Grace is on Friday, August 8th at Kroska Park. I believe we're open. Food trucks will be there already by 4. And we also have a silent auction and a bucket raffle that night in the building. And so I want to remind everybody that also there will be a radio auction, right?
Yes, there will be a radio auction. And I think some flyers went out, so if people didn't get one, they can certainly contact Grace or contact us here at WRCO.
Yes, so I wanted to let everybody know that we'll be taking donations for our three auctions, the radio auction, silent auction, and the bucket raffle. And we'd like to have these items by July 10th. And then if you're, because that way you'll get it publicized, you know, we'll put it on Facebook, we'll put it on our social media and all that. You know, it's okay to bring them afterwards, but the really big push, we'd really like to have, for the most part, everything in by July 10th. So if you are willing to donate an auction item for one of those, we would really appreciate it.
Wonderful. Well said. Eileen, anything you'd like to add about fundraising? I think that's a big thing. Teams are underway. It's a big push right now, isn't it?
Yes, yes. I mean, we definitely do a lot of fundraising, but it's for a good cause. We've got more and more brand new applications coming in. So as those applications coming in, it requires more funds, and it's not... You know, it's our community, it's area wide. It's not just all coming from, you know, Richland Center. We've got applications from all over our service area. And, you know, and one thing we talk about the applications is so when people need services, they contact our office, they can email us, call us, they'll receive an application form, they fill that out, and then they'll also fill out a release of information form. And then that is sent to their primary care provider. We don't ask for medical records or anything like that. It's just that primary care provider just verifies that, yes, indeed, this individual is being treated for cancer. And still, just with that amount of information, that is still kept confidential. I do not even know who's receiving services from us. I have no idea. There's only two people that should know that, and that would be Joanne accepting the applications, and then her and Marge write out the checks. Beyond that, nobody knows who's receiving services from that from us, but it is all verified by a physician that the person is indeed being treated for cancer. We do not look at income, at ethnic, religious, gender, age. Any individual in our service area that's dealing with cancer is eligible to apply for funds. The first year of funds, we provide them with $2,750. If they have a second year of funds that are needed, that's $2,250. A third year of support is $1,750. And some, you know, 4 years later are still in active cancer treatment. And then we'll provide another $500. And as mentioned earlier, that could be gas cards, Walmart cards, utilities, rent, hotel, whatever they need assistance with within each criteria level, you know, we will certainly help them with. And honestly, I mean, the big hearts of those in the greater Richland area, it's just mind-boggling. I think it's because everybody knows somebody who's been affected. Mm-hmm. Could be in their family, could be a neighbor. And with our organization, they know where the money's going. It's very open. It's in all our flyers, on our website. We're 100% volunteer organization. You don't see the 5- and 6-digit salaries being paid here. It is big zeros. Everybody volunteers. And we do it for the volunteer is just the love of helping others and making a difference in your community. And the big thing is grace belongs to all of us. It's not owned by any individual. It is the greater Richland area. This is everybody's organization. And June had touched on some of the volunteers. So if anybody wishes to get involved, you know, contact us. Send us an email, gracelocalcancer@gmail.com, or call us at 608-604-8255. See how you can help. We have seasoned volunteers who have, you know, they know the ropes. And we always encourage our volunteers to be training your replacement because we don't want people to burn out. So train your replacement. That allows for new volunteers, new opportunity, keeps the ideas fresh, avoids, you know, same old, you know, that we built, Grace is built on a solid foundation. I mean, the walk is the number one. That is the center. That is the core of this entire organization and always will be. I mean, that's the focus. How it looks may change from year to year. It just keeps getting stronger and bigger, and it keeps generating interest, which is nice. So, like I said, we're all a common cause. We did send out the auction letters to, I think, the 400-some letters we sent out to businesses and stuff like that. And again, it's just some are new letters that have gone out. We provided the trifold flyer to let them know who we are, what we're doing, and it's the support of the individuals and businesses that make this run, and it's amazing the support we get.
Yeah, it is. And businesses get hit hard a lot, you know, in a lot of areas. So we appreciate them standing up for Grace.
Very, very much so.
Yeah. Leif, anything else you'd like to add here today, this month?
Yeah. One thing that we do in the Walk Around the World that I want to talk about a little more is the potlucks. And it's been really cool. Every single month we meet at the community center and share foods from around the world as we walk. And on June 2nd is our next potluck. It's at 5:30 at the community center, and people are going to be bringing foods from Greece because we have reached Greece. We've been heading west across Asia, and now we've gotten to Greece, so it's pretty cool.
Do you have your menu all thought of, or your dish that you're going to bring that night?
Yeah,
or?
For me, it's going to be like probably fresh mozzarella cheese with tomatoes and unmarinated onions tossed with some herbs.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I better get walking.
Join the group at walkwithgrace.com.
Absolutely. June, anything else you wanted to add?
I think I covered everything, Phil. Just if anybody has any questions, please visit walkwithgrace.com and or the website and phone number that Eileen gave out. And if you have a question for me, someone will get a hold of me. Like I said, if you want to volunteer, you want to help out in any way, we will not turn you away.
And donate, too, if you'd like to donate.
And donate to the auctions.
Yep.
All those items go to Grace. So, and they help our neighbors, our friends, our family, all of our loved ones in this area. So, just donate if you can.
Thanks for all you do. You guys, we appreciate you coming in.
Thanks
Phil.
Thank you bet.
No, we appreciate it.
June Nee, Eileen Stevens, and Leif Carlson joining us here on this portion of the morning show as we talk about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libation, downtown Richland Center. Got a lot of new books for you, and replenishing from Christmas, and the kids' books especially. Old Cooch Books and Libation, a full-service bookstore. Order for you anytime. Old Cooch Books and Libation. Don't forget, we wrap presents for free.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must. And Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Now's the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
At this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, slaughter cows were higher and replacement calves steady. Holstein bulls sold up to $10.10 by the pound, with beef crossbred calves up to $11.90. Beef slaughter cows range from $130 to $147, with the dairy cows $116 to $146. Beef replacement bulls sold $2,400 to $3,700. And the big bulls going to slaughter sold up to $3,500. Lightweight crossbred bulls, dollars, with going to feeder ID, June's, or saving cost, what might be going to devices, what think, so good on our sales. Mathis Farm in Biola, local market, farmers of five. Wednesday sale at in Biola, Wednesday sale at Farms Auction Market, Slaughter's Auction Market, slaughter cows were placement calves, Holstein bull placement calf, $10, but up to $10, sold $10.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Thank you.
On this portion of the morning show, we focus for a time on the upcoming senior market, senior farmers market voucher time for Richland County residents. And recently, while in the studio, I had the chance to chat with Rose Welsh, elder benefit specialist for Richland County, about senior voucher time.
So we've already had a lot of people calling, a lot of people interested in the seniors farmers market. We do have like 200 vouchers to distribute this summer, and that begins in June. So our very first distribution date is June 2nd, and it will be at the community building at the Richland Center Health and Human Services building. And it's open for people to walk in. There is no sign up required. So come on in and see us on June 2nd. I believe that is from 10 to 11, and we have many distribution dates coming up through summer. We have flyers that list those dates. We will not be taking individual walk-ins until we have gone through our distribution dates, though. So it's important to know that you really should attend one of these distribution times that are set, because we will not be doing individual walk-ins until the last distribution date, which is June 25th. So starting July, you know, if you haven't made it to a distribution thing, feel free to come to the ADRC and we'll help you. But if you can, we really are hoping people will attend these set dates. We have multiple through June set in different places. So if you don't have a flyer, we have them at the Richland Center meal sites, as well as the ADRC. And I believe it is also in our ADRC family and friends newsletter as well.
How do you become eligible for the senior vouchers?
You just have to be like 55 and older. And then you do have to meet income guidelines. So this isn't for like everyone. This is to help people who are in the lower income. So the individual income guideline is $2,413 per month if you make that or below. And then if you're a couple making $3,261 per month or below, you are eligible for this program. So just come in. There's a form that we have to fill out with you. And then you get a booklet of $25. They're $5 increments this year. It's a little bit of a change from last year. It has gone down due to funding restrictions. So $25, and that's per person. So even if you have a spouse, both of you can come in and get a booklet. You just have to sit down with us, meet those income restrictions, and then sign up for them.
That will buy a lot of groceries because things are reasonably priced at the farmer's market.
Yes, yep. And it's important to note that this covers fruits and vegetables that are homegrown. So you cannot go to the farmer's market and buy bread with this or baked goods. It is restricted to things that are grown, and they do have to be grown in Wisconsin. And then the vendor does have to be contracted with the senior farmer's market. And they will have a sign. There's a yellow sign that they will have out front indicating that they accept the vouchers.
Do you make any appearances at the farmer's market for info?
We have one date that we are going to be sitting at the farmer's market to distribute vouchers. But the ladies there have been working with us for years, and they are very well versed in the program as well. And they try to make sure that all of their vendors understand the program. And I believe last year, every vendor that was there was signed up to accept the vouchers. I can't speak to this year yet, but I know that that's a big goal of the ladies who run the farmer's market in town here, is to make sure that all the vendors are aware. But it is also important to note these work at every farmer's market throughout the state. So if you're traveling and you want to go to Madison's farmer market, you can use them there as long as the vendor has their sign out. You can use them at Orchards. You can use them at Peck's. There's lots of places.
That's good to know, because yeah. I guess I was under the assumption that it was just here.
There's more options than you think. So we always stress to people that, you know, hey, maybe you're not interested in buying the early grown produce, right? But come fall, you want to get a pumpkin, you know, you could save it for that, or apples, you know, and those things are later in the season. So, and you have until October to use up your vouchers.
Oh, I was going to say, so they don't carry over per year, but you don't have...
No, there is a deadline. You have to use them up by the end of the season.
Right,
so.
But it's not like a per month thing or anything like that.
No, you could save them all for the end and just buy apples if you want.
Part of our conversation with Rose Welsh, Elder Benefit Specialist for Richland County. For more information about Senior Farmers Market Voucher Time, you can contact ADRC of Richland County at 608-647-4616 and ask to speak with Tanya about that and for more information. This is our morning show get together today, Friday, May 30th. We hope that you have a great weekend in Southwest Wisconsin. So many things going on, lots of graduation parties and whatnot. Wanted to make mention too of another great event in our area, the Basswood Church, celebrating 130 years. That's just an incredible anniversary on Sunday. There will be a worship service at 10, followed by a dinner, a history presentation at 1, and a hymn sing to follow, and all are welcome to that event.
Your first choice for better health.
Learn how to recognize suicide tendencies. Join us for Safe Talk, a free four-hour class that teaches you how to create a life-saving connection. RSVP to save your spot on June 18th at the Richland Hospital and Clinics from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Lunch will be provided. Sign up online at richlandhospital.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com. and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture Decor and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture Decor and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark, let's talk about times for services and memorials and things like that and what's appropriate.
Sure. So,
a lot of people have their services at different times that work out for their family. What we've noticed a lot over the last few years is kind of the change of the dynamic of when people do have a service. So it used to be that you would have a service, you know, 3 or 4 days after the death of a loved one, whatever day that happened to fall on, excluding a Sunday, that you would have the memorial service or funeral service. Over the past, I would say, 5 years or so, most services have seemingly moved to a weekend. You can talk to almost any funeral director in the state of Wisconsin, and I'm assuming the United States, and they will say that most services are ending up on a Saturday or a Sunday. Now, a lot of people will believe when we talk to them, and they'll say, well, people will get off of work and they will come to a service on a weekend where they can't get off of work. Where that is somewhat true, and we'll say for some people that is accurate. The other side of that coin is a lot of times we like to also tell people that you might be slightly disappointed by the attendance of a service on a Saturday as opposed to you would during the week. And it may not make a lot of sense, but the reason we say that is a lot of times if someone's going to come to a service, they're going to come to a service. They'll find a way to get off of work. If it's a loved one, they will. They might have to take a sick day or something from their employer, a bereavement day, depending on their relationship with that individual. They may or may not get that day off. But what we've noticed a lot on weekend services are people have a lot of plans on weekends. So what also happens is people are more willing to give up their ability to go to work on a weekday than they are to give up their plans that they have on a weekend. So if there's, and we look at this, is there a football game on? Is there a big event happening in your area, usually on a weekend, that does have an impact on the service itself? A lot of people also think we're very crazy when we bring this up is during football season. You'll think, you know, during a Packer game or something like that, you know, people will still come to my service and they'll still attend because they're my friends. And we do like to tell people, no matter who your loved one is, you don't really do all that well against the Packers. The Badgers have a big game, things like that. The attendance is dramatically down. So we like to tell people, don't necessarily plan for, you know, who of your friends might be able to come. If they want to come, they'll come. They'll find a way. The other part of that is we'll have people that will never darken the door of a funeral home. No matter what happens, no matter when the funeral is, they will not come. So after a service, sometimes we'll hear from people, well, so-and-so never came. I can't believe that. And I can tell them that person has never actually come through the funeral home door. There are people that just will not do it no matter what happens. If it's in a church, if it's at a funeral home, if you have a celebration of life at a park. Because for some people, by coming to a funeral, it kind of makes the death real, you know, because if we don't acknowledge the death, it's not real. We don't have to talk about it. We don't necessarily have to face those emotions that come along with it. So some people, just by their nature, will not do it. Some people will not walk up to a casket. It doesn't matter. You know, if it's a parent or a cousin or a friend or a neighbor, you know, they just won't do it because it's something that they cannot handle emotionally. Now, is that healthy? Probably not. But that goes back to our conversation about when to have a service is most of the time we just tell people do what's right for you. You know, if it's on a Tuesday, that's great. If it's on a Saturday, that's great as well. Just know that if you do hold off a service, that it may not have the attendance that you might think based on picking a certain date.
One of the things I've noticed, too, it was always more convenient for me, if it wasn't an immediate family member, to go to a visitation the night before because, again, you can't get off work. A lot of times families aren't doing those visitations the night before anymore, are they?
Yeah, that has really fallen down quite a bit, too. There are still some people that do it because of that exact argument of, you know, we know the funeral is going to pretty much just be family, but we want to allow the people to come. So the people that'll say, hey, I want to have it on a Saturday so people aren't working, if you have the visitation the day before and the funeral the next day, it kind of puts them in two different time zones. So if one's in the evening and one's in the morning or mid-afternoon, it gives people a time for people that are working to one of those two times they're probably not working. So it allows more people the opportunity to arrive if you do things at different times, if you have that visitation the night before. Another thing we're noticing a lot and encouraging people to do is if someone's cremated or we are not going to the cemetery, you can have your service in the evening. Because a lot of times, if you're looking at the traditional times of 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, it's because we're going to go to a cemetery, we're going to come back and have a lunch. With the cemetery, no one likes to go to a cemetery after dark. We all admit that. We bring that up to people about when does it get dark outside, because that is a big deal when going to cemeteries. But if we are not going to a cemetery, and with the uprise of cremation and people that are going to be scattered or kept on a shelf, you know, you can do something the middle of the afternoon, you know, maybe early evening, something like that, where you can still have your meal. People may be off of work. So it's something that can change based on what are you doing? What are all the different factors that you have? Do you want a lunch? Do you not want a lunch? So sometimes we pick a time of a service because the people say, I don't want to have a lunch afterwards. So let's pick it at a time that would make a lunch a really awkward thing to do. So we set it at different times based on what do you want to do. But those are great conversations that we can have about what would you like to do? How would you like to have it happen? And we can help you to facilitate that.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit prattfuneralservice.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A key U.S. inflation gauge slowed last month as President Trump's tariffs have yet to noticeably push up prices. The figures showing inflation still isn't declining from its post-pandemic spike, excluding food and energy. Core prices were up 2.5% from a year earlier, down from the March figure of 2.7%. The Trump administration insists that the president's trade agenda will be moving forward, even after a federal trade court's ruling this week that most of the tariffs imposed were the result of presidential overreach. A new reward for information in the manhunt for